Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBean with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Track O'Brien. And this week we're looking at a brand new, innovative and Irish product that's just about to enter the market. EVAX allows you to charge your electric car, power your heat pump and efficiently manage your home's energy consumption, all from one smart and eco-friendly system. To find out how it all works, I met up with the EVAX CEO, Jeff Ahern.
We're an Irish company. We've come up with a new product which takes an electric vehicle charger and puts it inside a heat pump.
Okay.
So a heat pump that you'd have now to replace oil and gas can now come in an electric vehicle charger built into it.
For people who are ready to make that change and they may have insulated the home a lot better than it was and they're ready for the heat pump now, why is this better for them to go down this road?
Yeah, for sure. So as long as you're eligible for the grant, you'll get a bit of extra grant. So your grant will go from 6,500 to 6,800 because the extra €300 for the charger. It's much better in terms of cost to have the two together than it would be separately. If you look at, well, I won't name the name, but there's certainly a very good charger in the market, electric vehicle chargers. We would estimate we're about €1,000 cheaper overall than a good charger that would have a power diverter, full balancing in the home. So it's a significant saving overall. But critically, and I think this is the most important thing about our product, it fully balances within the home. Okay. Now, what do I mean by that? So a car and a heat pump are the two largest pieces of power to go into the modern home. The modern home was not designed to take up to 14 kilowatts of power running continuously.
Okay.
Neither was your neighbour's house or your neighbour's house or the one after that. And at the top of the housing estate, there'll be a transformer. So if in the future you've got all these cars charging and all these heat pumps running, there is the chance we can overload the grid. But by combining the heat pump and the electric vehicle charger together into one, they work together to protect the grid and protect your home from not overloading the power.
And making the charging that you're doing as efficient as possible.
It's the most efficient way then to both charge and heat your home.
Okay, so for people who are thinking about getting the heat pump, and we've spoken to the SEAI in the past about it, it is the best way to heat your home, to move in that direction, and you have an electric car. This just combines everything together. It'll read off the solar panels, I presume, and make the whole thing more manageable.
Yeah, so what it does is, in terms of solar, it reads the solar. So if you're, I'm a big fan of solar.
Yeah.
I mean, 50% of my electrical needs are from the sun in Ireland. I just think, what would you get in Greece, right? I mean, think about it, right? So just think about it.
Yeah.
But for us, we read how much power the solar panels are generating. Generally, they'll take the base power in the home. Let's say it's a kilowatt. They'll charge batteries if you have batteries.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a good charger, and they're the expensive chargers that we model ourselves on, electric vehicle charger, that is, you can then use that solar to charge your vehicle. Now, if that's done, other electric vehicle chargers will then do what we call power diverting. So it'll power divert the sun into your hot water.
Okay.
And it does that at a ratio 1:1. 1 kilowatt sun power equals 1 kilowatt heat. But a heat pump is much more efficient. A heat pump will do hot water at a ratio 3:1.
Okay.
So therefore, what we do is we say, well, hang on, if there's any power left after doing the car, the battery, making sure the house has its power, we'll turn on the heat pump to do the hot water. And then, and only then, will we give what's left to the grid. So it really is an efficient way of taking every ounce, that's not the right term, photon, of electricity from the sun.
It's maximising your use completely.
Maximising what's there.
So tell us about the website. All the information is available on evax.com.
It is all available on evax.com, evhacs.com. It is the first in the world. This has never been done before. We're an Irish company looking for the support, obviously, of our native country first before we take this international.
Thanks very much for your time, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
It seems like a sensible and obvious way to cut down on costs, especially after someone else has come up with the idea. If you want to know a bit more about them, check them out online at EVAX, that's EVHACS.com. It's time now for another domestic recycling dilemma. Can soap pump dispenser tops be placed in the home recycling bin?
Tops, no.
If they're clean and dry?
No.
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 I would say no, because they're hard plastics.
Yes.
Not unless they're clean.
Yes.
No.
I don't have them, but I would say no.
Yes, it's hard plastic, yeah.
Oh yeah, so these would be hot plastic, so probably not.
While many plastic soap containers can be recycled, the pumps that come with them can't be. Discard these with landfill refuse and then rinse and recycle the actual soap container. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Errors to Protect page on nova.ie or on errorstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Kamishu Namyan with the television license fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.